Hello and good morning. Hi guys, how are you doing today? So today I'm recording live because my laptop is misbehaving. My laptop stopped working, so I can't edit. And so welcome to another episode of WSW. I want to apologize for not being here last week. I didn't show up last week. Last week was really, I don't know what to call it, but I got a news last week that someone passed, and it really shook me. And then, a lot was just happening at the same time, so I couldn't even bring myself to doing any episode of WSW last week. But thank God, God has been faithful. I've been able to come back, to get myself together and just to be here today. So thank you for joining. Sorry, it's not going to be as fancy as it used to be because this is live recording. I'm recording live today. And I'm not alone today. I'm here with my roomies. Woof, 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 woof. I'm here with my roommates. And so we're just going to, basically today is going to take a bit of a different turn because I don't know what part of the world you are in right now, but I'm sure you would have heard about the pandemic, that is going on right now. And I really don't know how it's affecting you if you're listening to this, but it's getting scarier and scarier. But at the same time, I'm taking precautions, to do what is being advised by medical people to do, like wash your hands, stay away from crowd and things like that. But I'm not afraid. So we're just going to be talking about like how we feel about the ongoing situation about coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. And so I have with me here today Onome and Annie. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Welcome to WSW. Yes, today we're not focusing on any worship song. We're just talking about what's going on in the world concerning COVID-19 and how do you see what's your take on it? Like, what do you feel? Are you scared or what? Are you worried about your family everywhere and all of that?
Okay, I'll go first. So yeah, it's real. It's real, it's happening. The worst thing you can do now is to ignore the fact that there's really a pandemic and all of that. Mm. But in the midst of all of that, while you acknowledge its existence, you don't just dwell on it. You take precaution, but then you don't live a life of fear because it's causing a lot of fear. Mm. A lot of fear. Like, people are cutting out from social gatherings to very crazy extents. Yeah, there's a part of being careful. There's a part of being security conscious and all of that. Mm. But then fear is really like curbing people of their liberty to just live, like live in freedom, basically. So yeah, the issue of fear is a very...
It's even worse than...
worse than the virus, because just the fear of it can even... take a person through heart attack or high blood pressure and all
indeed.
Of that. And,
like, add sicknesses that are not there before.
Like, you don't even have the corona, but then you're too scared and then your whole immune system just crashes and then you're just susceptible to a lot of other things. So, like, the fear factor alone is just...
is more dangerous, than the real virus. Onome, what do you have to say?
Yeah, just like she said, it's the fear that is really... the issue for a lot of people, because it's like you know that there's something wrong, but then you don't have to let it like rule you or like make you like just shut your life out or be, I don't know, just live a life of, I don't know, it's just like living a life of bondage. Like, you constantly have that thought of something's going to happen to me. Like, yes, you should take precautions and do all you need to do, but then don't let it control you to the extent that you get so controlled and paranoid and just become another thing. Because I was even telling EJ yesterday that, like, some people don't... The fear is very powerful because some people don't even... there are some sicknesses that... Okay, for example, someone maybe hears that they have HIV and it's not true. Maybe they just think they have HIV, for example, but then they haven't even confirmed if they actually have it. But just the thought that they have it has already like made them so scared and killed them already. And
like, yeah, they start looking like somebody who's...
They will start reacting like they have,
they don't have it.
They act like they even start showing symptoms of it even without
having it for real.
Like it's like a psychological, like once you tune your mind that you already have, is then it's going to, it's just going to, you're going to get attracted. You're going to attract yourself to it. So the point is to just like, I know we had to take it back to God, but like just know that at the end of the day you are a child of God and nothing can come, no evil can come near you. So yeah, don't let it rule you or rip you of your freedom. As a child of God.
But you know, like I would also say that, see, even if, let's say for any reason you were careless and you did take all the precautions, you know, that exactly. Maybe you didn't know something. Anything can happen. We are all humans. We still make mistakes, you know. So what? Even if now this we are addressing you as, you know, children of God. Like if you're a child of God, if you're a follower of Jesus, and you believe that He is the Lord over your life. If for any reason you even contact this virus, I mean, you carry the blood of Jesus inside of you. If God can heal of cancer, of AIDS, of...
He can raise the dead.
He can raise, you understand? So there is no reason to be afraid. Okay, because... And the truth is, it depends on the kind of information we expose ourselves to.
Sure.
There are people that have caught this virus and that they have recovered from it. So why not focus on those ones that say, okay, what did they do? What did they do to overcome it, to battle it? So I think from all the information we've heard so far is the fact that your immune system plays an important role. Exactly. So that means what you should be checking now is, yes, you are washing your hands. Exactly. But then you should now know, okay, what are the things that will boost my immune system, for example, and start doing those things. Now, coronavirus or not, these are the things we should be doing on a daily basis anyways. But so maybe there is a blessing in this, to say this is the thing that is more important. It's more important that your immune system is always in check. That the fact that you are a child of God and you have the blood of Jesus running through you, this body is still a temple. It's a vehicle, exactly. It's a vehicle through which your spirit functions here on earth. Mm-hmm. So if you don't take care of this vehicle, automatically, it's like if you don't eat for days, you lose strength. Exactly. So let's take it like, okay, this COVID-19 thing, yes, is real, it's fatal, it's scary and all of that, but let's not be ruled by fear. Let's not be ruled by fear. And all through the time that this thing is just keeps getting bigger and bigger and becoming worldwide, and you know, WHO declaring it a pandemic, all I can personally see is, it's part of the end time signs. And it's one thing to also remind us that God is actually still in absolute control. Because now this is beyond science.
Sure.
If science and all these people that have been shouting since there's no God, why can't they find a solution right now? Do you understand? But I'm sure that at the right time, God is going to release the solution to this or to this. Mm-hmm. Or even if there's a solution, because there's so many ideas going around. There are so many, like, there's a conspiracy theory, like the China is just trying to experience how powerful they are in the world.
They're trying to settle
the trade war between them and America. Like, there's so many theories about it. But see, all those ones, whether it be true or not, one thing I would like for you to take away from all of this talk today is that the truth is Christ is coming back. And the signs are becoming clearer and clearer. So whether Christ comes back in the physical, that we see Him, all of us, and we are raptured with Him, or He comes in form of something that will take you away, because at the end of the day, whether coronavirus is there, you will still, something must take you away. You can't leave this world without, you know, this body losing its final breath. So the point is, let's live prepared. Just like we didn't prepare for this coronavirus. Like it really hits the world like surprise with a huge bang, because a lot of things have crashed.
Really?
A lot of things are happening.
It's threatening a lot of other things that are not even like... Yeah, it may not have crashed entirely. Things have crashed. Things are likely to still crash.
Crash, like, yes. If this con- if it, we don't, if there's no solution
like,
soon,
it's
yeah.
It's a continuous, like, downfall. So.
Ah,
really.
I know it could be scary, but we have our hope in God, and we should never forget that. We have our hope in God. We are not hopeless. We are not left hopeless. So, even if this is going to continue, it's going to affect a lot of people, and including Christians, the most important thing is to look at the brighter side. Like, okay, if this thing even affect me, if you're a parent, what plans do I have for my kids? If you're a kid, what am I, where am I going to after here?
What would even be said about me if at all I live? What impact would I have
made?
So even if, worst case scenario, God is more than corona.
Yes.
But even if, well, how best are you living the life you have now?
Now.
Like, how much impact are you making now? So the real essence of everything is to point us back to God. Like, it should redirect our focus, our living, our existence. So more or less, we shouldn't look at the virus itself. We should look at how our lives are in tune with God in the real sense of it.
To so, say, like, am I in tune? So if God says, so okay, this is how I want you to come home, are you ready?
Are you ready? Like, basically, that's the whole essence. So we shouldn't be all about worrying that, pandemic here, I cannot touch hand sanitizer, this one. Yes, there's a place for
hygiene
and all of that. But then, that's not... Like, God uses a lot of medium to draw our attention
back to him.
So, really, if we sit in that light, like, we would lose focus as to... And we would... The coronavirus will eventually lose its power over us.
Yes.
When we tune back... Focus more on God. Really. Because,
Wow. Well, you heard it, guys. This is all we have for you today. And in terms of songs, have you, like... thought of any song that has come to mind this season that really speaks to the situation?
There's this I see you move.
You move the mountains, and I believe that you will do it again. You made a way where there was no way, and I believe I see you do it again. Indeed, he's moved mountains before.
Yeah.
I mean, he has, during the time of the Israelites and the Egyptians, they were plagued with the Egyptians, but he did not touch the Israelites. And they were in the same place.
And the same Red Sea, the Israelites crossed.
Cross is the same one that destroyed the Egyptians. So,
the same, even, I think, was it today's devotion or what for today? They were saying, it's the same God yesterday. I can't remember the scripture, but it's something about how God is still the same in time past. It doesn't change.
So he's still in control, basically. For me, the song that I've just been coming back, like, see, the truth is, Jesus is the answer. We need Jesus more than ever before. Like, he is, because at the end of the day, when you have that hope in Christ, then that fear is not controlling you. You just know that, you know what, whatever happens, God, I know my life is in your hands. I know that you are in control. So for me, it's just that Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there is no other.
Jesus is the way.
Exactly. Do you have any song that comes to mind?
I'll say My World Needs You.
My World Needs You, exactly. Yes, we released a cover of that song, My World Needs You by Kirk Franklin. Yes, like, yes, this world, like, really needs Jesus right now. I know you might think, oh, no, blah, 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 but see, the truth is, this world needs Jesus. We need him to heal the land. And you know, there's that scripture in Isaiah that says, if my people are humbled, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves. Actually, a verse before it talks about plagues. It's amazing, a verse before it talks about plagues. Like, if I plague your nation, you know, if there is a plague, if I, like, because of what you are doing, your wickedness, I plague the nation and all of that, but if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, you know, and turn away from their wicked ways, then I will answer and I will heal their land.
It's like the first thing he said, like, called by my name shall humble themselves and
pray.
So really, there is a place for prayer, like, in all of this. So by washing our hands, but how much of communication
are we having with God, praying, and you know, committing the word into God's hands, like especially people who are affected already, that God will even touch their hearts, should their immune system not be strong enough to battle with this virus, that God will touch them and make them, you know him before, you know, they pass, if that's what is going to happen to them, or that God will come in and heal them and use that same situation to reveal himself to them and all of that. So I really hope that this today's talk has blessed you. Sorry we didn't do any music, or this is live, we're recording live, and this is just going to go up on for those of you who are going to listen to this later. Thank you so much for joining. I hope to be here again next week. Hopefully my laptop will be better, or I'll get a new laptop. If the Lord is laying it in your heart to send me a laptop, God bless you in advance. Thank you very much. I would appreciate it. A Mac laptop would be nice, because the software I use for my editings is Pro Tools. It's only it's not only available really, but I'm used to working on it on the MacBook. So if the Lord lays it in your heart, or maybe you have a MacBook that you're not using again, and you're just, you know, the Lord is telling you, speaking to you, that you need to give it out, please, I'm available to accept such gifts. God bless you very much. You can contact me via my email at ejiskede@gmail.com, ejiskede@gmail.com, or you can search for me on Instagram at ejiro osakede, so that you can be a blessing to my ministry. God bless you very much. Thank you for listening. Thank you, my sisters and my roomies, for being on this podcast and for sharing your view on what's going on now. I pray for everyone who is controlled by fear right now, that the spirit of fear be cast out of you and be replaced by faith, that your faith in God will be stronger than ever before in such a season as this, and that your family, your friends, your loved ones are protected, that even as you take precaution, that this COVID thing is not going to be your portion, that God is going to protect and be with you and your family members, whether you are with them or not. God is going to protect everyone that is related to you, and this will come to pass. And I pray that in the midst of all of this, for those of you who yet do not know God, that this season is going to be an eye-opener to the fact that we have to be connected to our Creator, because he's the only one who can give us hope, because we know that when we leave and transition from this place, he's the one we're going to spend eternity with. And I pray that you will have that encounter with him that will make you be connected back to him through his son Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.